worried that the artist at home won't know who she is.
It's a concern I have, but I kept tossing around, you know, pop icons I could do, and just none of them speak to me the same way. I landed on Little Pete because I really relate to her, and since I started in this competition, I feel even more connected with her right now. She's a little misunderstood.
Yes, well, just make sure you make Little Pete pop for the unwashed masses.
Obama
for breakfast this morning.
French fries.
Fatigues.
French fries.
Yeah. Cold.
Michelle Obama, how are your daughters? Who are your other choices?
I was thinking Hansel and Bruce.
Is a good choice.
Mm-hmm. But right now, I get this choice. I think it's better. Celia Cruz, she is the queen of the salsa, but I really know that I can look like Michelle Obama, so I don't want to change.
It's a tough sell, Michelle Obama. Just be funny. Be funny.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I approve this message.
Ladies, gather around. I'll see you on the set. Our extra special guest judges. MTV royalty, Julie Brown.
Oh my God.
Is that your fragrance?
It is.
Would you like to try some? No.
queen of salsa, Celia Cruz. Hola. I'm very fine here. My English is not very good looking. Last but not least, it's Braxton family bad girl, Tamar Braxton. It's alive. What's Tony really like?
Girl, who cares? This is my first date without Tony, and I am so excited.
Okay, here's how the game works. I ask the question, our celebrity panel fills in the blanks, and you give an answer that you think will match. First question for Julie Brown. Lady Bunny is so over politics. When she steps into the voting booth, she just blanks, pleasures herself with the voting wand. Let's hear what our celebrity has to say.
Couldn't have gotten any real celebrities for this game.
Well, I don't know.
Lay down in the position where you just pass out.
Tonight,
Downtown Julie Brown. You've been lucky, very lucky. And the hilarious Julie Brown. You had fun yesterday.
I had such a great time.
Tonight, the queens are serving their own privileged glamour on the runway. Category is Deadliest Snatch. Gentlemen, start your engines and make the best woman win.
Okay, like that?
Now, first up, Ivy Winters.
Goldfish. It's Lil
Shimo. I'm strutting on the runway and I can see my little fin flopping. I feel very misty.
Now that's a catch.
But still very coy. Detox. Ooh, she's a power poop girl.
Or a cupcake.
I'm serving a killer jellyfish meal there, so I'm saving for it.
You know, you could shoplift in that. She's still a ham.
Jade Jolie. Chain, chain, chain.
I'm serving up some bondage bombshell fish fierceness, and I am loving it.
She spent a lot of Home Depot for that one.
Yes. Roxy Andrews. It's like a blazer, no trousers.
Liza.
Miss Meg, I am walking down this runway like I am $10 million. Pose, pose, pose.
Roxy, your pussy's on fire. Jinx Monsoon, chicken of the sea.
I am serving up Seattle boho chic with the flair of day out at the beach.
Like a flying fish.
Brackish, actually.
Now there are 102 ways to wear a scarf. Go, go, go!
All my Coco coming up. I am perfect in. My runway.
Let your rover let me borrow.
Those boots are made for stomping.
On wading to a river.
Alyssa Edwards. The little mermaid's all grown up.
I am the definition of the chic glamour.
Always and forever, Alyssa Edwards.
What's her net worth?
She has a date with Moby Dick.
Lucky.
Venetia Sparks.
Not a Sheila E. Realness.
If a girl answers, don't hang up.
I'm serving it to Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. And just a little bit of beach.
You know, she's got a leg up on the competition.
She's
the 49th state, Alaska.
Something smells fishy.
Mine is holding a brook trout my grandfather caught in Lake Erie. Grandpa would be so proud and completely horrified.
Would you like a thing?
That outfit would go great with some tartar sauce. Coming up.
It's rather pedestrian. I do think we have a slightly different aesthetic.
Welcome, ladies. Based on your performances in Snatch Game and your presentation on the main stage, made some decisions. J. Jolie. Coco Montrese. Alyssa Edwards. Alyssa, this week you let down Katy Perry. I want you to tweet an apology to her tonight. Hashtag Rupology. But last week you won immunity from elimination. The three of you are safe.
Katy Perry's fans are complaining. It was an embarrassment to my career.
Ladies, survey says you represent the best and the worst of the week. Time for the judges' critiques. First up, Detox.
The problem is Kesha's not really that much fun. It has to be something who's kind of fun. I just don't want to hang with Kesha.
Tonight on the runway, your side silhouette is huge. Like, ball with legs.
The first thing I thought of when I heard fishy fierceness was a jellyfish.
Really, that's the first thing you thought of? You're fiercer than that.
Next up, Roxy Andrews.
I thought you did a wonderful job with your portrayal of pain
incredible timing. Absolutely fantastic. The one thing that was kind of missing from Bunny was her voice. She sounded more like Ross.